Hey guys, it's Stephen Iss and it's Saturday the 24th of March. Again, apologies, I've not done an audio blog for a long time. Literally been so busy, and I know that every time I say that I'm busy and I'm not at time, and yeah, I've not really got any more excuses, to be honest. But I just thought I'd say hey, have a quick catch up on my week. As you know, last Friday my iPad arrived and I've recently just blogged about my first thoughts. Anyone that knows me will know that I'm a massive Apple fan, so there were no doubts that I wasn't going to love it. And yeah, I had the original iPad and I loved that from day one, and I was tempted by the iPad 2 but didn't really see it as a worthwhile upgrade. The only thing that was really better on it was the cameras and it was a bit faster, so I thought I'd wait for the iPad 3 and get that. And yeah, the new screen blows you away. The video quality is amazing and it's quicker. The camera is slightly better as well, so yeah, it's all good really. Still use it every day, still use it for blogging, doing my banking, word processing, everything. I'm really not on my laptop very much anymore these days, so if you're hesitating about getting an iPad, and I know that a lot of people out there at the moment are, then yes, you should get one. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You will start using it all the time and you'll wonder how the hell you live without it. I promise you, it's a worthwhile investment. So if you're really close to getting one, just go and buy one. You know, use it for half an hour in the shop and you'll be converted, I promise. Apart from that, just working a lot and getting things done. Also really, really addicted to the new game on the iPad and iPhone at the moment called Draw Something. It's basically Pictionary on your iPhone, so you have to draw a picture in order for someone else to guess a word. And yeah, it's become hugely popular. Everyone I know is playing it. It's sort of had 30 million downloads in the last week, and unfortunately they've already sold out to Zynga for £200 million, but $200 million even. But who wouldn't when they're offered that much money? I'm not a fan of Zynga, to be honest. They're out there to make money and not out there to make games more playable. So sooner or later, there's going to be more charges involved in Draw Something. You know, pay this to get, you know, an extra thing, or pay this to do that, etc., etc. So yeah, it's a bit sad, really. I hope it doesn't go down that path of having to pay for everything, because eventually we'll be end up paying per turn, and that's just not cool. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But obviously, from the developers of Draw Something, when they're offered that much money, you're not really going to say no, so you can understand why they do it. But that said, it is an amazing game. I hope it stays that way, even though I'm a really rubbish artist, as detailed in my YouTube videos recently. I'm getting slowly better, getting more creative, learning off other people's drawing, some of whom are amazing at it. They must spend, I don't know, a good half an hour sometimes doing their drawings. I don't quite know how they do it. They're either professional artists or they're just really creative, and obviously I'm far from that level. But who knows, I could get a lot better after some practice. So if you want to play me, add me on Draw Something, Stephen Iss, as always, so same as this blog, same as my Twitter. Always up to play. I've got about 14 games running at the moment, so it's a bit hard to keep on top of, but I do my best. But yeah, it's just when a developer that isn't very well known comes out and develops a game that literally takes the world by storm, it's just amazing. And you sort of sit there and think, why couldn't I think of that? Why couldn't I do that? Why could I now not be a millionaire because I thought of a game? Literally, it had overnight success. So it just, I don't know, I don't quite understand how it works. I guess it proves that the, you know, the hype behind the iPhone and the iPad and the way the App Store works, it allows them to get to a massive audience really quickly. And once, you know, the word starts spreading about the game, then it just takes off. And the thing is with these games, whilst they're popular for a good while, obviously eventually people move on to the next thing, or they're waiting to, you know, see what the next thing's going to be, what the next popular game's going to be, etc. So sometimes the popularity of these games or applications are quite short-lived. But obviously if you become a millionaire within that time, I guess you're not really too bothered, to be honest. But yeah, I think the future is bright for this sort of interactive multiplayer game. It's definitely what the iPhone and iPad market was designed for. And hopefully more developers will come up with more ideas, because to be honest, the amount of decent multiplayer games on the iPhone and iPad aren't that great. Words with Friends is obviously another popular one. But yeah, they're fairly limited. And Draw Something is by far the most popular one I've seen and used so far. So I'll probably keep up the videos on that for a bit because it's interesting and it's good to laugh at how rubbish I am. So yeah, I freely admit that I'm totally the worst drawer in the world. So I'm happy to advertise that fact in videos, no problems at all. But I think I have got a bit better, as I've said before, so we'll see. I'll do a compare between my first and most recent video at some point. On that note, as you might have noticed, I am obviously being able to record off my iPhone and iPad now to make videos. So it's my intention to make more screencasts or app demos for YouTube over the next few weeks and months. There's some I want to do, but as I say, I've been distracted by Draw Something. So I'm going to try and get at least one more done this weekend and then start doing them more regularly. I think it's much better doing a video of an app than doing sort of a written description and then screenshots, because it doesn't really get through to the user how to use the app, how the app flows, etc., and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's good, and it's been something I've been trying to do for a long time, and trying to find different solutions, and then this app came along that allowed you to do it easy without any difficulty. So yeah, it's pretty perfect really. On other notes, Britain's Got Talent returned tonight, and if no one's seen Britain's Got Talent before, it's basically a talent show of people in Britain. You wouldn't have guessed that, would you? And they go on and they obviously show what they're good at or what they think they're good at. And four judges, Simon Cowell, David Bulliams, Amanda Holding and Alicia Dixon, couldn't think of her name then, decide whether they're good or not. And yeah, it's always been a show that I've enjoyed watching, not for the talent though, for the people that think they're amazing and they're absolutely rubbish. Literally, I don't know why some people think they have a talent, or they think they're good at something, or think they can sing, or you know, whatever, when they're absolutely rubbish. Literally, their friends around them must know that they're awful, and they either have the heart not to tell them, or either they just do it because they want to see them fail, or it's funny. I'm really not sure, because some of those acts are really, really horrendous, and you know, they're not fit for a talent show in the pub, let alone a talent show in front of millions. But that said, you get the old act where you think, oh, they're going to be rubbish, and they literally blow your mind because they're that good. And that happened tonight as well. So, you know, as they say, never ever judge a book by its cover. Wait and see, get to know somebody, and then make your decision. And Britain's Got Talent proves that, because I know I'm a person that on Britain's Got Talent will make a quick judgment based on the first couple of minutes of that person, and it can be wrong. So yeah, don't, because you'll be proved wrong a lot of the time. Another show that started tonight was The Voice. I think it's been an American show for a while, and now it's come to the UK. So that has Tom Jones, will.i.am, Jessie J, and some bloke out of the script called Danny, who I don't really care about. Obviously, I'm a massive Jessie J fan, so that's the main reason I'm watching it, because I think she's amazing. She's probably one of my favourite artists of all time. And yeah, people give her some stick, but I don't think it's true. I think she works hard, she sings really well, and she looks lovely as well. So yeah, that's the main reason I'm watching it. I'm not really a fan of music shows, to be honest. I'll occasionally watch The X Factor, but yeah, so I'm just watching it for that. I might get bored of it though, we'll see. It's only been the first week, so yeah, obviously it's pretty new, but it seems pretty popular, so we'll see how that goes. I don't think I've really got much else to say, to be honest, but as I say, I always say this, I'll try and do audio blogs more often. I know I've not done them regularly for a long time, but I think I need to just settle down into doing it. And again, I know I've said that so much. So anyway, hope you're all okay, hope you had a good week, and hope you're enjoying the hot weather as well, because the weather's vastly improved over the last few days. It's almost proper summer weather, I think. This time last year, at the start of April, it's basically the summer in the UK, so it might be happening again this year, who knows. But yeah, it makes a change to the rain, even though we need a ton of rain, because we haven't had any for ages. So yeah, we complain when it's raining and we complain when it's hot, but that's all part of being British, I think. So yeah, that's what I've got to say today, and I will catch you later, guys. Bye.